Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Kids Matter podcast, the place where you and your church take the next steps in your kids' ministry journey. We know you love Kidmen, and we want to give you the tools to succeed. Now, here's your hosts, Ryan Frank and Corey Jones.
What's up, podcast listeners? It's Ryan, Beth, Corey, and Nicole, and welcome to episode number 142 of the Kids Matter podcast. Corey, when did we first record episode number one?
About 500 years ago, it feels like.
It was. About the time Noah got off the ark, right?
Yep.
We decided we'd start the podcast.
It's been a minute. It's changed over the years. You know how ministry is. You just kind of go with it and adapt and change. And
that is true.
Now we're with our wives.
Yeah.
Our wives in very good company.
And speaking of changing and adapting, we've changed and adapted the conference yet again. And you guys announced the new location.
Yes. Super, super exciting that we have a home for 2024. We are going to be in Evansville, Indiana, if you have not heard that yet, in Ryan and I's home state. We're super excited to invite everyone to our home state. And we have a beautiful venue, Old National Events Plaza.
Cool. Yeah.
If you haven't seen the pictures on social, you need to go check this place out. It is stunning. I am so excited to get together with everybody and gather in this place. It is beautiful.
And you know, London has set up a on my phone. She's got a little widget on here that says how many months and days away the Kids Matter conference is.
Oh goodness.
That doesn't stress you out.
Oh no.
Instant anxiety.
7 months, 7 days from when we're recording this. 7 months, 7 days. Until we're all together for the Kids Matter Conference. So go check out thekidsmatterconference.com. Nicole, thanks for bringing that up. It is a great, great location. We're going to be able to do lots of things we've not done in the past. A beautiful theater that we'll have our main stage sessions in. Not just a boring, you know, ballroom. This is a convention center, but it's cool. It's got this really neat theater with three levels, a beautiful stage. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. And I am dying with excitement to make our main stage speaker announcements in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But we've
locked in some great names.
Very exciting.
And it's going to be a wonderful event. Hope to see you there.
What are we talking about today, Ryan?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about? We actually know, don't we?
We do. We've
been planning this podcast for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Minutes. Yeah.
Minutes, something like that. So we're going to talk today about Global Kidmen Day, and not just Global Kidmen Day, but really on a bigger level, like the importance of getting our volunteers together for huddles, for training, for encouragement. You know, I think it's easy for us to take our volunteers for granted. They show up, you know, we're relieved when we log into Planning Center and we see, you know, that everybody has agreed to be there. And you show up on Sunday and you don't have any empty rooms. But how much? And so I know we all love and appreciate our volunteers, but what are we doing through the week, month after month, through the year to pour into our volunteers, to create opportunities for community, for training, for resourcing? And that's what we're going to talk about today. And that's really the heart behind Global Kidmen Day.
Ryan, it's the heart behind all things Kids Matter. Your mission on your webpage even is to equip and empower the children's ministry teams. And so this event, man, it's the heartbeat. I'm excited for what it can do in the Kidmen community this year. It's going to be great.
100%. And, you know, officially Global Kidmen Day is Saturday, March 2nd. Which will probably be about 2 weeks away from when this podcast drops. And so we'll have, you know, churches literally all around the globe that will gather their volunteers together for this 2-hour video-based training where we bring Kids Matter Conference quality training to your volunteers. But you don't have to participate in the training on Saturday, March 2nd. In fact, we have a lot of churches that go ahead and choose to participate. and get the training, and then they hold on to it for a fall training, a fall kickoff, or something in the summer. And at the end of the day, we really don't care when you do this training. Our heart is just to provide this amazing resource to you for you to share with your volunteers. So the website is globalkidmenday.com, and we call it global because it really is a global event that happens. And you can go to globalkidmenday.com, or if you go to kidsmatter.com, you'll find a link to it there as well.
That's great. Now, today, it's official podcast, and I'm sure we have a sponsor. We have a lot of different people that pour into our Kidmen community. And today's sponsor, is it the Bible, the Action Bible?
It is. How did you know? It is.
I was looking at the notes. Bible.
Oh, we're both looking at the same thing. Yes. So the best-selling illustrated Bible for kids and teens, the Action Bible, as Corey just mentioned, is now better than ever. Beth, we had a chance to take a sneak peek at this.
We did. Very exciting, and it looked amazing.
Yeah, we were at the publishers. Mm-hmm. It does look amazing. The Action Bible, Faith in Action Edition, is an interactive Bible specifically created for kids and teens ages 7 to 15. It's designed to engage young readers in God's Word through hundreds of vividly illustrated Bible stories in chronological order, activities, and games. Readers will grow in God's Word by using QR codes to provide free access to over 200 devotionals, hundreds of prayers, character stories, teaching videos, maps, timelines, and much more. Additionally, the Action Bible, Faith in Action Edition, allows readers to explore the major themes of the Bible, like courage, faith, hope, love, service, trust, and wisdom. Each theme provides practical advice on how to live out God's Word. So the Action Bible, Faith in Action Edition, is the best interactive Bible you can purchase for your child or teen. Purchase your copy today wherever books are sold. Or Corey, I'm looking on your phone. You pulled it up on online.
Oh, I was checking it out. I see that there's even a Kindle edition. I could see some kids, specifically preteens, enjoying that on the Kindle or on an iPad using the Kindle app.
100%. Yep. So go check out the Action Bible, Faith in Action Edition. And we want to thank the Action Bible for sponsoring the Kids Matter podcast, episode number 142. One thing we're all thankful for is our volunteers, right?
Yes.
I mean, if you stop and think about it, if it's been a while since you've thought about how thankful you are for your volunteers, just imagine that none of them show up this Sunday. Not a single one. Not one person. Everybody's struggling. Not one person in the nursery. Not one person back in your junior department or early childhood. Not one person to lead a small group or to take care of the 40 kids that show up for kids' church.
I feel like you're going to give people nightmares tonight. Like everybody has the same nightmare tonight. But no exactly. One.
I can't even picture like 25% not showing up.
I know.
Gosh. That would be pandemonium.
We've heard it said a million times that the volunteers are the lifeblood of your ministry, and they are essential. And part of your job as a leader is to not just fill out a schedule, but it is to provide support, training, encouragement. And that's what we're talking about today, just the value of bringing your team together. So I guess I'll kick off. We all have come to the podcast today, the four of us prepared to share an insight on why this is important. And I just want to also kick off by reminding you that your volunteers really do need to be trained. They need to be trained. You know, it's great to put a curriculum in their hands. And I love seeing a teacher show up with a Bible in one hand, you know, and a teacher guide in the other hand, but they need training, right? More than likely, as a children's ministry leader or director or pastor, you are getting training. I mean, here you are, you're listening to this podcast today. You come to the Kids Matter Conference, you subscribe to Kids Matter Magazine, you're reading books, you're listening to podcasts. Some of you have even graduated from Kidmen Academy, our diploma program. You understand the value of training. Your volunteers need training. And so when you pull them together, whether it's once a year, whether it's quarterly, whether you do a weekly hub, these are opportunities for you to train them. on topics like how do you teach an effective lesson, right? How do you visualize your lesson? How do you manage classroom behavior? What do you do when a kid acts up? What do you do when you have a special needs child that comes into your classroom? What do you do when your helper isn't there and you find yourself all by yourself? You know, there are all these practical ways that leaders need to be trained. How do you lead a child to Christ? You know, how do you help a kid that shows up crying because of what they've experienced, you know, yesterday at home? How do you pray with kids? And so much more. And I also think beyond the nuts and bolts of training leaders and volunteers on, you know, the practical side of kids ministry, you've got to remind them why they're doing what they're doing. You've got to keep the vision in front of them. And hey, this isn't just childcare. It's not just babysitting. You're not just filling a slot in planning center. What you are doing is significant kingdom work. And when you pull your volunteers together, whether it's at Global Kidmen Day, whether it's at a volunteer appreciation event once a year, whether it's a weekly huddle before service begins, you have an opportunity to do that. Corey, you want to go next?
Yeah. Ryan, along with that, you talked about the kids walking in crying, and I thought of Dr. Robert Crosby. Is that his last name?
Yes, that comes to the conference. Yeah.
So he's one of the speakers for Global Kidmen Day, and I know his talk around trauma has helped so much from my heart when that kid comes in to view the child different instead of it being a problem kid that I need to deal with. And so there's so much in that training that I'm looking forward to. It's going to help our Kidmen community. It's going to help our volunteers.
Yes.
For me, the thing that I'm looking forward to is the power of the moments that happen, because in Kidmen, it's not like you go, okay, just all of a sudden one day you're fully trained and everything's what it is. There's so many little moments that build up over time to create a team that is all working together and a team that is retained and a team that is on mission. And this is just one of those moments that gets marked for a lot of churches every year, Global Kidmen Day, where they come together and grow and are trained. And so for me, I think about like growing up, I started in kids ministry. Like I grew up in the church. And so I was that kid that was there every Sunday. My mom grounded me from church because she knew I loved it that much. which you don't recommend to people necessarily. But when I was too old to attend Vacation Bible School, I asked, can I serve in Vacation Bible School? And it is my first little glimpse of kids ministry as a 11th or 12 year old. I don't know. And there's so many of those little moments that add up to where I am today. And there's no way as an 11 year old, I was equipped to lead in so many capacities and things like that, but people poured into me at that phase. And all of these little moments build up to what your team is today. And so this is one of those moments that you can capitalize, a moment where two people might sit across from each other and go from acquaintances to friends, or a person that goes from this is a good thing that helps the church to this is a calling on my life. There's just so many moments that are wrapped up in an event like this. And so I'm looking forward to what God can do in this moment of Global Kidmen Day.
Yeah,
I love all of that, Corey. I do. Talking about moments, which makes me think about community, that when you're building those moments, you're building community, which is so important for volunteers, that they feel like they're a part of something bigger than just them, that they're on a team. And then instead of as the children's pastor or the children's leader, you're not the only one pushing this forward, but you have this whole group of invested individuals that are on a team pushing this forward. And those are just sweet, sweet moments when you sit around a round table, you're taking time off from doing the ministry, and you're sitting and you're getting to know each other, you're learning together, you're working on the ministry together. Powerful things can happen during that time.
So true.
And as a volunteer myself, I feel when I am poured into and I am given training as a leader, I feel like this is a high calling. Like, this is important. My leader is investing in me and investing in all of those around me. And so I feel like I'm an important part of this team, of this community. And so it's important, like, when I don't show up, you know, I need to be there. I have an important part on the team. What I do is important in the kingdom. And there's nothing like serving in ministry with other people to develop like deep community. Those are just the sweetest relationships. And those are the people that when they like, they instantly know if something's a little off in my life and they're texting me, it might not even be related to ministry, but they're texting me, checking in on me. And I just love those relationships. And I just think it's really special to take time away to train together to really build that community into your ministry.
Mm. So good.
I think training is a way that we can show our volunteers that we're grateful for them too. You know, we want them to feel like they can succeed at what we've called them to do. Like they are equipped, like they can be confident in their role, and training allows us to do that. It's a way to say thank you for stepping up and stepping into this position. But, you know, sometimes when we talk about training, it's like, oh, training. Have you ever been to a boring training? It doesn't have to be boring. It can be exciting and fun. Even if it's just your volunteers show up and you have coffee and donuts ready to go for them for the day. You know, you can have little decorations on tables, or how can you make it fun to show your volunteers that you are grateful for their time and what they're doing? How can you show them that you care for them? A lot of times when volunteers sign up for ministry, it's like, okay, you signed the dotted line and now you've committed to do this for the rest of your life. And we get them that way sometimes. You know, we take advantage of them, and they could quit. Like you said at the beginning, Ryan, they could all literally not show up on Sunday. We need them. The kids need them. And we want our volunteers to know how much we appreciate what they're doing, the sacrifices that they are making to be Jesus and do ministry with these children. And I think sometimes too, oh, I lost my train of thought right there. I don't know what that was, but it doesn't matter.
It's all good.
But so we want to, you know, we want to show our volunteers too, that it's not just what they can do for us, but we just genuinely care for them. You know, the Lord loves me, not because of what I can do for him, just because he loves me. And we want to love our volunteers that way too. We want them to know I don't like you or want you around just for what you can do for me or what you can do for the ministry, but I love you because you are a child of God, just like the kids are. So when you're thinking about your training, how can you use this as an opportunity to show gratitude to your volunteers? How can you make it fun for them too?
Yeah, I love that. That's so good.
I was thinking as we were all talking, like, I just don't think that you can over communicate or over train your volunteers. Because if you think about it, you do all this as the children's pastor, you do all this preparation during the week. You're doing training yourself, you're investing in good curriculum, you're doing all of this planning. But when it comes down to it, that volunteer at the door of the classroom might be the only person that visitors to your church interact with is their child's teacher. Their child's teacher might be the only one to tell that student about Jesus ever. Like that volunteer has such an important position and responsibility. And you might not even interact with some of these kids or adults that are entering your church, but the volunteer is. And so I just don't think it's possible to over-communicate or over-train. 100%.
So good. Let me give you two John Maxwell quotes. Number one, teamwork makes the dream work, but a vision becomes a nightmare when the leader has a big dream and a bad team. Just a good reminder of the importance of investing in your team, right? And then here's another one, another Maxwell quote. Teams make you better than you are, multiply your value, enable you to do what you do best, allow you to help others to do their best, give you more time, provide you with companionship, help you fulfill the desires of your heart, and compound your vision and effort. So I think every one of us would agree that our team is important and we love them. We appreciate them. And I hope that today's podcast has reminded you of the importance of investing in them, making that investment, training them, making sure that they know that they've got the resources that they need, that you're standing beside them. And a great way to make this happen is to participate in Global Kidmen Day. So it's right around the corner. If March 2nd is too close to you for you to pull your volunteers together, get your hand on this training. It's all video driven. You download it, use it later in the year, but please use it. This is training targeted to help your team grow and improve.
And it's not just for this one thing. It could be leveraged for so much more. I know that's anytime true. We do a training with our volunteers, people talk about it for months and months after there, they refer back to it. Beth, you were talking about the partnering with the parents and the volunteer side of things. I know Esther Moreno has a talk in Global Kidmen Day about that. And I could see 3 months after the training going, hey, remember how Esther talked about this? Let's do this. And it could change your ministry. It can create all kinds of moments. Okay. Ryan, this morning I was working on our participant guide, making final touches on that. And I know that that guide's going to be one of those resources that goes into the volunteers' hands where they can reflect on what we talked about as well as figure out the next steps. And then I know that there's kids pastors that are going to leverage all of that. They're going to go, man, I saw you jotting down so many notes during Esther's talk. Would you be our parent liaison or something like that be able to partner with parents? Global Kidmen Day, it's a day. It's also a day that you can pick any time of the year, but it's one of those things that you can leverage for your ministry to do so much more than just that one day. So take advantage of that as you're building, equipping, and encouraging your team.
I love it. Well, Corey, Nicole, Beth, I think it's a wrap.
That is.
Oh, good episode.
Yeah, it was a great episode. Thank you for tuning in. We've got some great episodes coming down the pipeline. I want to thank you for tuning into the Kids Matter podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a podcast. And share it with a friend. This would be great to share with your leadership team and your volunteers as well. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in to episode number 142 of the Kids Matter podcast. Until next time, go train those volunteers. Yeah. Bless them, invest in them, and we'll see you then.
This episode might be over, but the conversation is just getting started. Head over to the I Love Kidmen Facebook group and let's talk about your next steps in your kids' ministry journey.